Good morning. It's 7:37, and joining us is our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Professor, good morning to you.
And good morning to you, Professor.
We've got the lockbox challenge going on. We were hoping to make the June fund drive in record time, but that's going to take everybody doing something right now.
Ian, words are words, but WAMC always has been a cooperative relationship, just like your co-op in your town where people get together and they decide something is worth having. Most people will tell us, and they do all the time, that they listen to public radio in other parts of the country. There's nothing like WAMC just because it is a community. Well, in the end, it's unfortunate, but you can't have it unless everybody does something to make it happen. And so we're just counting on everybody going to that lockbox at WAMC.org, putting something in. You do 125, you get a mug with your name on it in WAMC, but that really isn't what it's about. What it's about is just this concept of sharing and making something great.
Speaking of community, a new report yesterday on climate change showing that virtually every part of the U.S. is already being affected by climate change, including here in New York.
Irene, Sandy, you can't avoid the understanding that when Al Gore stood up there in an Inconvenient Truth and showed a computer-generated map of Manhattan Island and showed exactly what was going to happen, along comes Sandy, and exactly what he predicted happened. Now, either we're going to be ostriches and keep our heads in the sand and not think about our children and our grandchildren and the world that they're going to face, or we are just as stupid as could be. I mean, I can't think of a better word, because in the end, it's about preserving an earth or letting it go. And in the name of nearsighted capitalism, to say, okay, we don't want to do that, and we don't want to make the changes we have to do, and that means sacrifice on everybody's part, you know, it's just beyond my understanding.
As the Hillary Clinton parlor games continue, blast from the past yesterday, we heard from Monica Lewinsky for the first time in more than a decade here. Your thoughts on what she has to say and how it might affect 2016?
The fickle finger of fame, when it lands on you, and then all of a sudden you decry it, you're depressed, near suicidal in some cases we hear, and yet you really can't get away from this name, which most people in the United States still remember. Frankly, I don't think it means anything anymore. It's sort of sad, but I don't think it affects anything. I don't think there's anybody who doesn't know what it was, doesn't understand it, and hasn't gone one way or the other. President Clinton retired as one of the most popular presidents, if not the most popular president. Having faced impeachment and everything else, by the time it was all over, he was still one of the most popular figures in the country. He still is.